You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a woman lifted a 5,600-pound car to free her father, and she was only 22 years old. Although she is 22 years old. And when you hear of these, amazing abilities to actually lift something heavy in, during a traumatic event, it makes you wonder where does all this superhuman strength come from? And, I think it's a good subject, delve into. It's called hysterical strength. We'll talk about some previous instances of quote unquote hysterical strength and how this could be possible. Now, you know, many of us wonder, what humans are going to be like in the future. You know, we're obviously taller. There's been some flirtations with the idea that our heads are going to get even bigger. Our eyes are going to be bigger. We may look more alien, which is why, you know, have more of an alien look, because people think aliens were humans at one time that after billions and billions of years evolved into having the weird shaped triangular domed head with the big eyes. Well, they think that humans could later have tentacles, can have skin that camouflages, and skeletons that are flexible, okay? Speaking of having flexible bodies, the inventor of Twister has died. Charles Chuck Foley apparently had died earlier this month from Minnesota, and I guess he is the one that created Twister. Definitely want to talk about Twister and the history of that. Then we also have a report of there being an actual inverse link between cancer and Alzheimer's, where they found that people who were diagnosed with Alzheimer's had a 43% lower risk of developing cancer, and those who had cancer had a 35% lower chance of developing Alzheimer's. So if you have a family member suffering from cancer, maybe, you know, one thing you could say to, you know, uplift their spirits is that they may not get Alzheimer's. I don't know. I don't know where to take this one. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, Twister. Many of us had the game in our house. I only played it a couple times. I really thought it was awkward when I was a kid, having my brother crawl to the side, above, under, to try to grab the red dot versus the yellow dot. I would fall on him. He'd say, "Why are you falling on me? Punch me." I'd punch him. The game never ended well, okay? Never ended well. Plus, that plastic would always move. Okay, the whole Twister board, that Twister floorboard, is supposed to be fixed. And what would happen is somebody in my family would bunch it up so you couldn't get to the dot. We were all entangled on each other, and it never looked like what it was supposed to in the commercial, where the whole thing is nice and spread out, which had to be affixed to the floor, right? And everybody being able to be in these weird yoga-type positions, okay? Pretty scary stuff. And then, of course, somebody whose butt was in the air would always fart, and the game would basically end there. But it was a Minnesota man who, I guess, launched this game, Charles Chuck Foley. He actually had suffered from Alzheimer's, died at the age of 82. His son, Mark Foley, had reported this information. Foley, I guess, had a collaborator, Neil Rabins, back in the 1960s. They were hired by a St. Paul manufacturing firm that wanted to expand games and toys. So they came up with this game that could be played on a mat on the floor. There was a spinner that would direct players to place their hands and feet on different colored circles. You know, I always wondered who created Twister, because that person obviously didn't really understand, I think, the mechanical dynamics of the pelvis and of the shoulder girdle, right? Because, I mean, you pretty much have to have Ehlers-Danlos or be a contortionist to be able to effectively play this game. Yeah, but it's fun nonetheless. Okay, according to his son, Dad wanted to make a game that could light up a party. They originally called the Twister game Pretzel. But when they sold it to Milton Bradley, they came up with the name Twister. I think Johnny Carson and Eva Gabor had played it on The Tonight Show in 1966, and that was what threw it into homes across the world. Hasbro Inc. now manufactures the game. They say it still continues to be a top seller. I got to hand to them. When you have a game that can transcend multiple decades and generations, I mean, that's good. I mean, I don't think we've bought a Twister game for 30 years, to be honest. But, you know, people still know what that game is. Kids know what that game is. You know what? Wait a second. My kids did get it as a gift. One birthday party, they got it as a gift. And they played it. They fought, just like me and my brother did. But they did play the game. Yeah. So they'll know what that is. Anyway, interesting. A little history of Mr. Foley. Apparently, his first invention occurred when he was only 8 years old. It was a locking system for the cattle pen at his grandfather's farm. Then he worked as a salesman. Then he got into games and toys, etc. Moved his family to Minnesota in 1962. Invented a whole bunch of other games. And he also invented a product called Undo, which was a liquid adhesive remover. The son is now president of Undo Products. Okay? And interesting stuff. This was being reported by USA Today. Okay? And then they show a picture of people doing the Twister and people's butts in everybody's face. But you see, it looks like it's bunched up. I see the game being bunched up. See, that's another thing, too. I used to wear the type of pants that would always split. You know, we didn't have a lot of jeans. Jeans was more expensive. So I had like one or two pairs of jeans, if that. But most of my pants were some sort of polyester blend, whatever was, around in the 70s, early 80s. And so I was always afraid of playing Twister because if I was growing or gaining weight in the process of the game, my pants would split right down the butt. I didn't want people to see my underwear. I did consider maybe not wearing underwear, you know, so that nobody could see my underwear, but I think that's worse. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you. Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Now, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. A daughter, 22-year-old Boston woman, rescued her father, I believe this was yesterday, by lifting a car off his leg after the SUV he was working on in the driveway of their home fell on him. Apparently he was working on his daughter's Jeep Liberty brakes when the jacks holding the car gave way and one of the car's wheels rotors landed on his leg. Now, the daughter, Rachel Simmons, cute girl, doesn't look very athletic, heard yells of pain from inside the house, ran to help. When she saw that the car was crushing her father's leg, she lifted it up so he could get free. Okay? And she was able to do it. He says he was just doing some routine work on the car when the jack gave way. He says, all of a sudden it collapsed towards me, landed on my leg, pinned me to the ground. This SUV weighed over 5,600 pounds. It was extremely painful. He was screaming for help. He didn't break his leg. All right, he got out of it with, from what I understand, cuts and bruises. That's amazing. Okay? Now, of course, when the girl came out, she's like, what do I do? You know, the father was pleading with her to do something to help him. She's like, what do I do? What do I do? And so in her panic and fear, She said she found the strength she didn't think she had. She said, I just lifted so he could get free. It was the adrenaline rushing through my body. I don't know if I would have been able to do otherwise. Of course, paramedics were called. He was taken to the hospital, found to only have cuts and bruises. Doctors told Adam Simmons if he had remained under the car any longer, his injuries could have been serious. So he says his daughter is his hero. Probably is going to get a real good Christmas present. And he says that, you know, if she wasn't there to rescue him, what would have happened? Now, you know, many of us, when we've heard of these cases before in the past, and I have a couple to review with you, you know, you go, really? Okay, this wasn't true. That's a lie. But I don't think it's a lie. I think there is really something called hysterical strength. Now, hysterical strength is the term we use for this. I know some of you call it superpower syndrome or, you know, superhero strength, but it's called hysterical strength. Okay, even though there's no real medical proof that we have, all we have are some observational accounts. All right. And the American College of Emergency Physicians, I guess, defined this under excited delirium. Now, most of these cases, okay, do not leave, though, the hero unaffected. Many times the hero could also have torn muscles, etc. I mean, it's not like Superman where you just lift a car and you're good. You could actually tear muscle fibers, and many of these people do. Sometimes you could have increased lactic acid production. But I have a list here from Wikipedia of these different cases that have been reported. I guess back in 1982 in Lawrenceville, Georgia, there was a Tony Cavallo who was repairing a 1964 Chevrolet Impala automobile from underneath. Vehicles was propped up with jacks, but it fell. His mother lifted the car high enough and long enough for two neighbors to replace the jacks and pull Tony from beneath the car. I remember hearing that story in the 80s, remember? Right? You know, I look at my mom going, can you do that? 2006, in Canada, Olivia Angiou, 41 years old, apparently fought a polar bear long enough for hunters to arrive, saving her 7-year-old son and two other children. In 2006, in Tucson, Arizona, Tom Boyle watched, I guess, a Chevrolet Camaro hit an 18-year-old, Kyle Hallstrust. The car had pinned the 18-year-old, who was still alive. Boyle lifted the Camaro off the teenager while the driver of the car pulled the teen to safety. 2009, in Kansas, Nick Harris lifted a Mercury sedan to help a 6-year-old girl pinned underneath. 2011, Tampa, Florida, 295-pound college football player lifted a 3,500-pound car off a man who was caught underneath. The man was a tow truck driver and had been pinned underneath the rear tire of a 1990 Cadillac Seville. And then in 2012, Glenn Allen from Virginia. Okay, 22-year-old Lauren Kornacki rescued her girl rescued her father. See the love we have? You know, I know dads don't bond with their daughters like they bond with their sons. If I could just say something here, it looks like twice now we've seen daughters. Okay. Oh, you know what? Third, in 2013 in Oregon, I didn't know. In this year, two teenage daughters saved their dad by lifting a tractor pinned underneath. Daughters! Yes! The girls that you blow off because they're playing Barbie, right, or they're cooking in the kitchen with mom. These are the girls lifting the cars and the tractors. Don't underestimate your daughters. Man, I come from a family where, you know, the girls are, you know, the weaker of the sexes. And you know, I just kind of took that with a grain of salt. Okay. And, you know, mind you, I would, you know, scream and call the fire department every time I saw a spider. So I get that. I deserved, you know, some of that stereotype. But look at that. Girls lifting cars. Now, they think maybe what's happening, okay, I mean, if there's any science to this, is maybe the adrenaline increases muscle twitch, okay? And maybe this muscle twitch with the right torque allows some of these feats. Now, adrenaline should not be increasing force. Adrenaline does not make you stronger. Adrenaline increases your heart rate. It increases your respiratory rate. It puts you in that fight or flight response But this is one of these things, when we look at hysterical strength, where I say, look, people, it doesn't all have to be science. Okay? I think people have a guardian angel. I think God's around. I think it all doesn't have to be science. But this is cool stuff. Okay? Now, the funny thing is, okay, you know, I think once you think about it and you go, you know what, I'm going to try to be Superman and lift this car, I don't think it works. I think it has to be instinctual. I think you're basically not even conscious of doing it, where you're just going over to the vehicle and lifting. You know, I just think there's a little bit more of the non-science involved in this, if you will. But it's cool nonetheless. Okay. I love stories like that. I think that's phenomenal. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is kind of interesting. Okay. In the Association, Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Boston, a report has come out saying that people that were diagnosed with Alzheimer's were found to have a 43% lower risk of developing cancer. And people with cancer had a 35% lower chance of developing Alzheimer's than those unaffected. Now, this was according to a study of 25,000 residents from the Italian city of Milan. Now, they say this inverse relationship is one of the key topics being discussed. That's actually, this international conference in Boston is actually starting this weekend. So this is just something that's going to be on the table. I know some of you guys are like... No, honestly, some of this stuff is pretty exciting, okay? The conference is expected to include more than 4,500 researchers from 66 countries. Don't fall asleep. This is some pretty cool stuff. Now, they're going to look at Alzheimer's risk factors, early detection, imaging, and treatment. Look, okay, I know you guys make fun of us doctors, and you make fun of researchers. I know you do that. I make fun of doctors and researchers, too. I make fun of myself, all right? But it's these meetings that really get a fire under our butts to do more research, okay? We do need to talk. Doctors aren't really that social, okay? Researchers aren't really that social because we're so busy doing our own thing, you know? And after a while, we kind of get sick of people being friends with us just because they want to know about our research, right? Or they want to get a prescription for Lortab. So we end up not being as social as people think. I know you guys think that my dance card is probably always full. But no, because usually in the middle of the dance, somebody wants some Lortab or something from me. When I decline and I go, well, you know what, see me in the office, you know, not while we're dancing, all of a sudden that relationship just seems to fall through. Yeah, I got some friends, but not as many friends as you think, okay? Or the friends I used to have and who I thought I used to have really got upset with me when it came to the narcotics and the Valiums. I don't understand that. I mean, why can't you just see me in the office? You know, something else just on that subject. I know we're supposed to be talking about Alzheimer's and cancer, but I'd rather talk about this. You know what? We're coming up on break. Okay, I'll complain about my social life after the break. But it kind of blows my mind what's happened with personal relationships with doctors. Everybody says if you're a female doctor, your love life stinks. No, my love life's great. I love my husband. That's great. But it's very interesting what happens with pseudo friends. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon, means happy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't worry, I'll get back to exciting medical news, but you know, something that I was starting to touch upon before the break was I wasn't having so much a pity party about my social life, but I was coming up with a comment that I noticed that I have some real good friends, some phenomenal friends, but I don't have as many friends as people would think, because I found that many of these friends weren't really true friends, because when you're a doctor, when you're a researcher, that was the subject I was going on. I don't know about research, and when you're a doctor, you know, people start to want things from you, okay? And when you comply, all right, but you want it on your own terms, sometimes that's not good enough. And the reason why I want to bring this subject up is because I think the idea of concierge medicine, or people being able to have the old-time doc, is really what people want. And as we go towards socialized medicine, no matter how hard we fight it, I think we're going to really start to see a cycle of things where people want to have the doctor that comes to their house, that they could call in the middle of the night, that they don't have to see in the office, and they could have something done at the neighborhood hoedown or the neighborhood block party, because that's something I've seen in my own personal life. I've had my practice for 13 years, and I've had friends that have come and gone. people that would just be, I mean, overly nice, you know, and I'm thinking always the good to people, right? I'm always thinking the good. All right. And then, you know, maybe a couple in, you know, maybe a couple months into the friendship, you know, doc, I need you to see my wife. Absolutely. I mean, everybody needs a doctor. Okay. Yeah. Come on into the office. Yeah. No, she doesn't have time to come on into the office. Why can't you just call something in? Well, no, I mean, I'm a doctor. I got to do things by the book. Okay. I mean, come on, you know, come on into the office. It's not a money thing. You know, it's a, can I at least, you know, because some of these people, they have insurance with no copay. So it's not like they have to spend money to come in and see me. It's not even about that. All right. It's, they don't, you know, no, she doesn't want to take off work. So can you just call it in? Can you, whatever? And I'm like, unfortunately, I can't because I want to go by the book. I want to have a note in the chart. I want to make sure I'm not missing something. And then all of a sudden you never hear from them again. And I mean, this happens all the time. Now, I personally don't think I'm that repulsive. Okay. I wear deodorant. I think my perfume is really nice smelling. I think my hair is relatively combed. I think I have a genuinely nice personality. But I think what it is people really want a doctor in their back pocket. That's what people want. Okay. And people want stuff for nothing also. That I've noticed too. Okay. And they don't care about liability. They don't care about your years of experience. They want what they want. Dahlia, babe, can you call me in a Z-Pack? Well, no, I can't call you in a Z-Pack. Oh, come on, please. You know? Dahlia, I got bit by a spider. Call me in an antibiotic. You got bit by a spider? How do you know it was a spider? I don't know, but he got me good. He got me 5 times. That's not a spider. That could be shingles. Can I look at you? No. I don't want to come in. This stuff happens all the time. But it's something that I'm noticing is a growing demand. People do not want to come in to see their doctor. Now, you know, being devil's advocate, I don't blame you. It's difficult. I have a lot of doctors I need to see. I need to go get my mammogram. I need to go see the dentist again. I need to do things. But I'm busy. I don't have time. I can't take the time off. And so I get that, you know. But what I don't get is why would somebody feign a relationship, okay? You know, trying to pretend. And it's at the point now where when I meet somebody, are they being nice because they really genuinely like me and my husband? Or are they being nice because they're going to be asking for that Lure tab within hours? And it's just something that I, as a medical professional, like I said, I have wonderful friends. I got lots of friends. I got plenty of friends, okay? I don't need more friends, so I'm fine with that. It's not a pity party about me and wanting to get more friends. But seeing what the public wants is extremely important as we start to look at where we're going with medicine now, okay? I think what people really want is the doctor in their back pocket, that concierge type where I could call my doctor at any time. He will call in the medicine I want. Now, some concierge doctors say, whoa, hold the phone. No, I'm not at your beck and call. There's certain hours you could call. All right. There's certain prescriptions I'll call in. If not, you have to come in and see me. Some people go by those rules. Some people don't abide by the rules and they don't want it. But I think the idea of people hiring their doctor and having that control is something a lot of people want. Now, concierge VIP medicine, which I've been asked multiple times if I would consider, I've held off because I really think it's expensive. I don't think the average person has that money. Because what I'm seeing in my practice and what I'm seeing with my personal interactions with people is they want something for nothing. Okay? They want the call in the middle of the night for free. They think that a $5 copay they paid back in, you know, January 2011 will warrant them having access to me all the time. So I don't know if we're at that point now where we have people that would want to spend that kind of money. But what I foresee, if I could predict where healthcare is going, is we're going to become more and more socialized. If Obamacare doesn't work and it's destined to fail, then the government, whether it's Obama or Hillary Clinton later in office, is going to say, look, guys, public option. We gave private industry a chance. Public option is going to take over, and we're going to have half the population say, to heck with this. I'm going to pay out of pocket. The other half of the population will try to do with the public option because unemployment is still going to be high. So that other half of the population Okay, if you're in the medical field and you want to move towards being entrepreneurish, that other half of that medical population is going to want to pay for having, I don't want to say special treatment, because doctors don't like to give special treatment. We like to treat all patients the same. That's what we took our oath to do and we swore to do. But you're going to have people that want the quote-unquote special treatment. Now, how much are they going to be willing to pay for it? In the first decade, they're going to be grumbling. All right? I'm seeing patients whose doctor went concierge or VIP, and they come to me wenching about it. You know, the word I want to say, complaining and griping that other doctor did that, and they got to shell out $1,500 a person in their family. And I'm trying to tell them, you don't understand. That's actually a good price. It's actually a good price considering where we're going. Because you're going to have a couple different tiers. You're going to have doctors that say, you want to know what? Don't pay $20,000 a year for health insurance. Pay me $10,000 and I'll take care of everything. I'll pay for your mammogram. I'll pay for, minus your, hospitalization. I'll cover your mammogram. I'll cover your abdominal ultrasound. I'll cover your DEXA scan. You pay me X amount. So you're going to have doctors that will probably charge $10,000 a pop, where your health insurance premiums are going to them. Or you'll have doctors that will do the $1,200, $1,500, $2,000. And then you may just have doctors that will just do cash visits, $100, $150. Right now we do $50 cash visits. And in the depth of the recession, we even thought of going down more. Just we couldn't, we were really having trouble paying the rent. So we just kept the cash rate at $50. But that's what you guys are going to see. Now, some doctors are going to get maxed. When they go to VIP or concierge medicine, that only works if they hit a certain number. Which means if you're thinking that you may want to jump to that ship, you want to talk to that doctor now. And you want to find out if that's something they would do, and make sure you could be on their quote-unquote list. Because I don't think there's going to be that many doctors for you to choose from. And prices are going to go up, and it's going to be an absolute mess. But, you know, I apologize for going from the Alzheimer's study to, something kind of personal, but I thought it was really relevant in where I see medicine going. The only thing is like I said, what I've seen is people, they just want that for free. Dahlia, do this. Dahlia, come by my house and look at my kid for free. No, I can't do that. Come to the office. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Throughout this hour, I've been getting emails and texts asking about what was going on with the Justice Department and why were they involved with the Trayvon Martin riots. Now, this was a story that had come to my attention that we had briefly talked about in the first hour of the show, where a watchdog group, Community Relations Service, I guess it's a conservative watchdog group, says that had actually published documents online yesterday saying that the U.S. Justice Department had spent taxpaying dollars to help organize and implement plans for the initial string of rallies that occurred in Sanford, Florida, following the 2012 shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Now, I don't have any of these documents. I know they were published online. I know people are reading them and going through them, and you're seeing all these, you know, media outlets posting bits and pieces of what they know of it. But it was a subject that I had brought up as we were kind of discussing the George Zimmerman trial. And, you know, some of the, you know, kind of just oddities that I've noticed in this case that I've really not seen in other cases. From what I understand, the amount of money, total amount of money that the Department of Justice could have used to spend has not been released, but one number, I guess, had suggested that $5,300 was used, by the Department of Justice to support the rallies, but that did not include salaries of personnel that were quote unquote deployed to Florida. Now, I'm not too much sure about the Department of Justice and how involved they are when we do have rallies. I mean, were they there just to, you know, keep the peace? All right. Or were they actually involved in organizing protests that occurred when news broke that George Zimmerman had been let go after being initially arrested in shooting Trayvon Martin? So I apologize if I don't have too much information, and I don't have time in this hour to go through whatever information we do have. But I guess the Orlando Sentinel reported that the DOJ's Community Relations Service, quote-unquote, helped set up a meeting between the local NAACP and elected officials that led to the temporary resignation of Police Chief Bill Lee. Now, you know, whether you think George Zimmerman was guilty in shooting Trayvon Martin or innocent in terms of self-defense, the one thing that I think both sides could agree on is does Obama and does the Department of Justice, are they supposed to get involved when it comes to a case that hasn't even gone to trial yet? I know many of us were kind of shocked when President Obama came out saying if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. Now, Obama had said that when many of us had thought that Trayvon Martin was like a little 10-year-old kid. So when we initially heard reports that a little boy was, you know, gunned down by a neighborhood watch person, okay, it shocked the heck out of us. All right? I mean, the first reports that I got, I was like, are you kidding me? You know, what's going on? And then remember the neighborhood watch movie? There was a neighborhood watch movie with Ben Stiller. I think they were thinking about changing the name or holding the release of that movie, because there were reports that a neighborhood watch man had gunned down a kid, an African-American kid. And so protests started, and then all of a sudden other news started to come out where, and again, I mean, I'm not saying George Zimmerman's innocent, I'm not saying he's guilty, but then other news came out saying, okay, you know, look, we're not talking about a little kid, we're talking about somebody who was actually 17, he was taller, he was bigger. The self-defense fight might not be all that crazy because it wasn't a little 10-year-old kid beating up a 27-year-old. It was, you know, an older individual. Then you start to hear more cases. Then you would have thought, all right, well, then this case would have gone to a grand jury to be decided if there is enough evidence for second-degree murder charge, but it didn't. It didn't. It went straight to trial, which, again, is something that, I mean, I thought I understood law. I thought I understood processes. I guess, no, things don't usually have to go through a grand jury. It could be, I mean, at somebody's discretion, I guess, the prosecutor's discretion. All right? You know, and then you hear that certain evidence from the prosecution got deleted. Somebody got fired for it, but that's it. Not a mistrial. I thought if anybody tampered with evidence, that would be a mistrial. All right? But, again, these are just reports. Are we really getting the facts? All right? But, you know, one report saying somebody tampered with evidence and got fired. Okay? I thought any tampering with evidence caused a mistrial. I could be wrong. Okay, then we hear from the defense that there was information on the case that wasn't given to them till June of this year that they had for a year. Well, isn't withholding evidence an issue? All right, I'm just kind of confused. I'm just very confused. And then I guess many of us have been kind of watching pretty closely what's been going on with the trial, where rather than you being tried for a crime and if found innocent, you're innocent and acquitted, there's the discussion of the compromise type of charges. And I guess a charge had been brought up in the earlier proceedings today talking about a third-degree murder charge. In the first hour of my show, we discussed the difference between third-degree, fourth-degree murder, second, and first-degree, et cetera. All right, the third-degree murder charge, kind of similar to manslaughter, pretty damn close. Fourth-degree murder is where you guys are robbing a house, somebody with you that's robbing the house shoots somebody. Now you're in trouble for fourth-degree murder because your accomplice shot somebody, even though you didn't shoot him, but you were a part of a crime where somebody got killed. So, we talked about the difference between those, but I thought that if you're going to throw a charge at the defense, aren't they supposed to then be able to then conduct a trial defending against that charge. I didn't know that you could throw charges at the end. I didn't know that. I thought I knew more about law than I do, so I guess I, you know, my bad. Maybe this is what happens. But, you know, when you kind of put all this together, even if George Zimmerman is guilty, am I the only one that thinks something is off? Just off. I mean, is all this true? Did the Department of Justice help fund and help enable riots to happen? Okay, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Whatever happened to that? I'm just a little confused. But, you know, just realize that if you shoot somebody, okay, if you're involved in an altercation and you shoot somebody, even though shootings happen all the time, okay, it just could happen that the person you shoot, okay, whether it's in self-defense or whether you being neglectful or malicious, okay, could actually get the attention of the president. And once it gets attention of the president, it could get the attention of the Department of Justice, okay, and it could get the attention of everybody, such that by the time you go to court, you could already have significant public opinion against you. And that's what we're seeing with this case. Again, you know, maybe, like I said, the documents apparently are published online. I have other news to get to, but, as you guys investigate more and as reports come out more about this, I'll give you the highlights that I come across. But, we're going to be basically talking about George Zimmerman, for a long time. So I want to make sure that, belabor the subject too much. But, I mean, these are just kind of, this is a pretty important accusation where the Department of Justice could possibly have funded the riots. That is a huge allegation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the evolving of humans, okay? Are we going to have big heads? Are we going to have bigger eyes? Are we going to get taller? I think we're definitely going to get taller. I think we're going to live longer. I think we're going to have bigger boobs, okay? I've looked at pictures of my family members, all right, even family members who were obese, and it appears that I have probably the second biggest boobs in the family, all right? But what about color-changing skin? What about skeletons being flexible? What about selective hearing? All right, pretty interesting. But I guess a neuroscientist thinks that evolution will actually allow humans to be taking on chameleon-type properties. We're going to talk about this in the next hour. Really cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenfreak.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.